This is going to the cloud. I don't know if it's going to be on my computer after this or not. So,
cloud sounds good. Okay, so starting off with the housekeeping, the antitrust notice, which hopefully everyone should be aware of. If you're not, you can go and read it, but it's fairly sensible. This means being recorded, mute unless you're speaking, and I will try and keep an eye on the raise hand if you have a question or something to say. I don't have anything under general announcements. Does anyone want to jump in with anything?
Nope.
No. Okay, so the roadmap, I haven't actually checked this recently. So we have got 22.4 there, 22.7. So that's merge and post-merge cleanup. And then we'd like to look at modularization. We'll see how we go. Release update. So 22.7.0 RC1 was completed a week and a bit ago. RC2 is scheduled for the 20th, which is like the day after tomorrow in your time zone, don't I?
Yeah, it's Monday here, so it'll be Wednesday here when I actually do it.
And I think there was some conversation in the Basu release channel about particular PRs that we're tracking for RC2, so I guess.
Yeah, I need to get closer attention to that, make sure those land before I build it.
Sounds like it's under control. Work updates. I just put in some things here about what my team's working on with peering improvement. So we're kind of at the stage where we're testing out a few hypotheses and seeing how they perform in the different test nets. So I just linked to a few things there. Nothing set in stone yet. We're seeing how those go.
I think the last engineer to work on that was Meredith before she went over to the Teku team. So a lot of the stuff in the network code is old, and not many people who know what decisions were made. I mean, some of it dates back to Pantheon, to be honest, like pre-release Pantheon.
Yeah.
So if something doesn't make sense and you want to just rip it out and replace it, I don't think you'll get much pushback.
Yeah. So, luckily we have actually been able to get in touch with Meredith, and she has given us some input. So we are looking at making some changes there, but it's good to also get her sort of remembrance of the history of why certain decisions were made and stuff, so that's been quite useful.
Yeah, it's Raul and Artem that are going to be the hard ones to get a hold of.
It's going back a bit further. Okay, so the next
and it's some there, of that code's that old. I mean, in some ways to look at it and say that it's been that stable is good, but on the other hand, it's finally becoming the weak spot.
Yeah, exactly. So the next item here is looking at disk v5 support. So basically doesn't support disk v5 at the moment. We want to add that in because we think it will make peering in general faster. So we want to start some investigation on how we would actually do that, like what how we would plan and sort of design that. Antoine's saying disk 5v1. As far as I can tell, basically doesn't support disk v5 at all right now.
That matches my recollection. The issue with Discover v5 is it was like a Geth research project that never got standardized.
Right. So it seems like the situation with Geth right now is v4 is still the default, but they have a CLI option where you can turn on v5. As well.
Are there standards, or are we just working against Geth on this?
That is a good question. Okay, I see what Antoine is saying. Right, so the 5.1 is what we want to look at.
Might as well talk. There is a standard. You can go to the github.com/ethereum/devp2p, and it's got all the definition of all the messages. There's a handshake with disk v5. So in disk v4, you're just using UDP, you're just blasting everybody and trying to get your peers. In DSGV5, you're supposed to use a handshake to kind of authenticate your traffic, so it cannot be apparent that you're doing a discovery call over UDP. And so it would allow you to have better censorship resistance if you were to do that. And that was headed by the Lighthouse folks from looking at DSGV5, which apparently was a little too open-ended and kind of a vector of attacks. So unfortunately, that complicates the code quite a bit. Right? It's just a little bit more.
Yeah. So we have, there is a consensus maintained DiskV5 repository. So hopefully that hides some of the complexity there, but I would have to check if that's 5.1. Teku already uses.
It has to be 5.1 if it's used by Teku.
Right. Yeah.
It's using Netty. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thanks, Antoine. So we would be looking at using that discovery repo that's already there. So hopefully a lot of the code is already written and we can just sort of plug it in. But that's the investigation that we're sort of starting this week. Any other comments on that one? Thanks, Antoine, for that extra context, and Dano, that's helpful. So the next item here is one that Jason's team is working on, so the F call performance improvements. Did you want to talk to that one, Jason?
Yeah, I can talk to that a little bit. So like I said, I just started this. So the idea is to look at the current performance of F call, compare that against other clients' current established baseline, and look at different types of contracts, because they vary. There's quite what we've been told is there's quite a variation depending on what kind of eth call you're doing. Look at those, and the idea is to start with the very basic kind of ESC20 balance call, and have a look at that, and then have a look at other cases there. But we're right at the start of this, so we don't know exactly what approach to take at the moment, other than getting that baseline.
Cool. Any other work updates?
Probably the one I mentioned before the call. I took a look at the GraphQL specs and the Ethereum execution APIs. I was looking at this because this is dovetailing some of the stuff working on doing with Adara with RGS and RPC Bridge, but I saw they have a GraphQL spec in it. It's kind of annoyed that they moved it from the EIP into the execution APIs without much fanfare. And apparently that's going to be the standard spec going forward. Some of the issues are that they don't have a GraphQL schema output. They just have the GraphQL.js intermediate form in there. So I've got a patch pending to get that fixed in. But after that, what they've done is they based it off of Get's version, which is mostly the same, but there's some minor differences. But there's some significant standard adds and a couple of quality life adds that I think are good. We need a support for the 1559 pricing limits, the fee market stuff. So that went in, and I think that's a good add. And also the access lists in 2930, EIP 2930 for type 1 and type 2 transactions. And those I think are absolutely necessary spec adds. The one quality of life add that I liked is they also had add in getting the raw transaction and block header and receipt RLPs is an option to get from that. But there's a couple of other changes they put in there. They made some stuff not nullable and nullable just arbitrarily. And they added an effective tip, which no other RPCs use. So I didn't put those in initially. I'm going to have another round of PRs once my PR to get the GraphQL schema into the execution APIs gets accepted and merged. And then we'll have another discussion about which Geth ads are worth keeping and which ones should be reverted to the EIP level, and which one should be have an open discussion in the interim. So, but the PR that's out there, it's not urgent. It's mostly it itched a lot. So rather than, you know, being a good boy and working on my day job, I said, this is gonna be fixed and I'm gonna do it now because I don't wanna work before I go on my vacation on stuff that I can't drop in. This is something that I could drop in. So this PR is me finally finishing it off.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, Dano. I don't have the link, the PR number, but I'll add that after.
Yeah, oh, let me find it and I'll drop it in chat.
Okay, cool. Any other work updates? Or Antoine's back now. Did you have anything else you wanted to add for the Discovery V5 stuff?
No, no, it's all good. Sorry about that.
Okay. No, that's fine. Thank you for that extra context. It's useful. Okay, so moving on to other business. There's a PR around adding the Git. I don't know how to say that. I've only ever seen it written POAP.
Badge. Proof of attendance protocol. They're NFTs.
Yeah. Yeah, but how do you say the POAP?
Somehow.
Okay, so I guess we can have a discussion if people have strong opinions now, or we can have that discussion async about whether we should add that badge to Besu README.
They don't have any value, right? There's no monetary value associated with them?
I don't think so.
I think they're soulbound. They're a good example of a utility NFT.
Okay.
I mean, you can claim them whether or not we put it in the README. People can claim it.
Oh, I get you. And so that's not who initiated this. Was it by Besu looking into it, or someone from GitHub asking?
It's this person, which I'm guessing is from GitHub.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, no problem with this. I don't think it matters too much.
I'm cool with it. I mean, it shows membership in the greater Ethereum community for the most part.
Just Besu? How about Besu Native? Should we add it to the other repository? Maybe Besu Docs?
Those are good ideas. We should. Yeah. I think that's legit. Let's do it.
If anything, I'd rather have POAPs for doc than for code. How about that?
Why do you say that, Antoine?
Because I think you might not want to have people chasing fame and fortune going to you and saying, hey, I found a typo in one of your inner classes that, you know, dispels a method name that's private and nobody cares about, so they can claim a POAP. Whereas if someone makes a documentation update, I think that's very valuable all the time. So it's just an opinion. I think it's great to have it. Just saying that Besu Docs, I think it would make sense to have it.
Yeah. Any other thoughts?
Is it going to encourage contributors? I don't know.
It's retrospective. It's retroactive. So it may not encourage contributors specifically to Besu, but stuff like this would encourage people to contribute to larger Ethereum projects. So I see the value in this is more than just Besu. We're just a participant in the greater ecosystem that is getting these POAPs.
Yeah. Hart, you had your hand up, but you've taken it back down. Did you want to add something?
Oh, sure. I was just going to say that people have usually found that badging systems can have positive impacts on contributions. So I think adding it to a documentation is a great idea. It's one of the hardest things to get people to contribute to.
Yeah, good point. Okay, that note. Okay, we might skip the metrics review unless anyone really wants to look at graphs right now. Open forum / future topics. Does anyone want to add, raise anything right now for either of those? Nope. Cool. With that, we can close. Thanks, everyone. And see you next time.
All right. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.